Amen to that, Jesus strong and kind. My name is Michael, and I will be preaching a message entitled, The End is Near. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. We will begin reading in verse number 1. This is Paul speaking. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this opportunity that I have to preach to our people tonight, Lord, and I pray that you would move me out of the way. Allow your Holy Spirit to work through me, Lord, and bless all the ears and hearts that hear this message, Lord, and I pray that you would help it to go well. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. The first point we see throughout this is the end is near. We live in a day where evil is good and good is evil. You don't have to look far to find chaos. My friend, evil and chaos will ensue when Jesus' coming is near. Jesus will return and he will judge every one of us. Look with me in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. And we will begin reading in verse number 31. It says, verse number 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Let's skip down here to verse number 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. These verses say he will separate the sheep, which are the saved people, from the goats, which are those who are unsaved. The goats will go to hell, and the sheep will go to heaven. And I know that's kind of hard to grasp, but it is a very real reality. Here we come to our next point, share with others. 1 Timothy 4:2 says, share with others before it's too late. 2 Timothy 4:2 lays this out perfectly. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. This verse says to share the gospel at convenient times and inconvenient times, and encourage someone and correct someone if need be. You and I both know people who are unsaved. What a shame it would be on Judgment Day to be criticized because we could have been a better witness. You may not know how to share the gospel with others, or you may find it to be too difficult. If you are saved here in the audience tonight, praise God for that. You have a tool to share the gospel, your testimony. Simply share what God has done for you and what he can do for the person you are talking to. Finally, we see in 2 Timothy 4:3, our final point. Don't give up when faced with rejection. Look in verses 3 and 4. These say, for the time, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Not everyone we meet will listen or even get saved. And sometimes I think that's what we focus on when we go to witness, you know. Why are you going to witness? You know, it's, you can say it's to share the gospel with others, but deep down, I think we do it in hopes that someone will get saved, which is a good thing. But to go in every time when you're witnessing, expecting somebody to get saved and be disappointed when they don't, is not the right approach that we should have. We are messengers for Jesus. Our job is only to share. We cannot save someone. It is only through the work of the Holy Spirit and Jesus' sacrifice on the cross that someone can be saved. In conclusion, have we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior? Friend, the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That is as simple and plain as it can get. And trust me, I urge you to come to one of us here in the church. We would love to show you in the Bible how you can be saved and know that heaven is your home. There's no greater joy than to know that heaven is your home. I can't explain it. It's just so amazing. And I can't even wrap my head around how the sins of all the world could be placed on one man. But we praise God for that. In conclusion, let us pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for allowing me to speak clearly and to communicate my message tonight, Lord. And I pray that throughout this service, you would help those who are saved to examine their lives and think about what kind of a witness they're being for others. And Lord, I know that I am not doing as well as I should in this area, Lord, and I pray that you would help me. And please be with those who are unsaved tonight, Lord, and I pray that you would convict them throughout these messages, Lord, and I pray that you would bless the rest of the service. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now I will call on Luke Nass to come and preach.